Former Pope Benedict XVI failed to take action against clerics in four cases of alleged sexual abuse in his native Germany. That's the conclusion of a report by a Munich law firm. The Archdiocese of Munich and Freising asked it to investigate allegations of sexual abuse between 1945 and 2019. Pope Emeritus Benedict, formerly Joseph Ratzinger, Archbishop of Munich, has previously denied wrongdoing over the cases.
Essentially, he claims a lack of knowledge of the facts and a lack of relevance under canon law. In doing so, he continues to claim ignorance, even when, in our opinion, it is difficult to reconcile this with the facts of the case.
The report says there were at least 497 victims of abuse, mainly young males. It accuses Cardinal Reinhard Marx, the current Archbishop of Munich, of misconduct in two suspected abuse cases. Last year, Pope Francis rejected an offer by him to resign. But the new claims have brought fresh pain for survivors of abuse in southern Germany.
Clearly, it affects me very much on an emotional level, and it's the same area where the abuse also happened in my childhood, about 2 hours by train from Munich in a small town. And of course, that revives some things from me from that time.
The Archdiocese is set to give a full response to the report next week, while the Vatican's put out a statement that doesn't mention Pope Benedict, saying it'll evaluate the full report. Benedict, who's 94, has lived a secluded life in the Vatican since stepping down as leader of the world's Roman Catholics in 2013, the first person to do so in 600 years. The Catholic Church has been damaged by a series of abuse scandals in countries including Australia, Chile, France, Ireland and the United States. In Germany, a study commissioned by the German Bishops Conference in 2018 concluded more than 1,600 clergymen had committed some form of sexual abuse against nearly 4,000 minors. The real number of victims is thought to be much higher. Nadine Barber, Al Jazeera.